Welcome to Water and Environmental Sustainability Journal podcast. You are listening to volume 4 number 2 of 2024. Article number 4. Original research paper. Assessment of some heavy metals in soil samples around identified metal workshops in Otunikiti, Nigeria. Abstract. This study was undertaken to determine the levels of 10 heavy metals, CD, CU, CR, CO, Fe, Mn, Ni, Pb, Zn, and As, in 12 soil samples from selected goldsmith workshops in Otunikiti, Nigeria using flame atomic absorption spectrometry, FAS. Identical samples were also collected, outside the workshops as control, and analyzed using the same analytical technique. The results showed that the levels, mg/kg, of these metals ranged from 0.009 to 0.056, 6.418 to 34.598, 0.876 to 4.978, 0.024 to 0.229, 766.744 to 1062.958, 16.089 to 27.539, 0.666 to 1.435, 2.075 to 2.987, 24.474 to 36.310, and 0.012 to 0.117, 4 CD, CU, CR, CO, Fe, Mn, Ni, Pb, Zn, and As respectively. The levels in samples from the sites were found to be relatively higher than the control, T0.05. Results from this study revealed that CR, 1.04 times 10 to the power of negative 1st, and Zn, 6.09 times 10 to the power of negative 6th, recorded the highest and lowest hazard quotient and the trend of total hazard quotient of all the heavy metals analyzed. The hazard quotients, HQ, and hazard index, HI, deduced from the workshops fall below the acceptable level indicating unlikelihood of non-carcinogenic health risks. However, Site 2, Site 3 and Site 4 workshops were estimated to pose medium cancer risks with incremental lifetime cancer risk, ILCR, values of 9.788 × 10^5, 7.568 × 10^5 and 8.369 × 10^5 respectively. The levels of these heavy metals were slightly enriched in Fe, Mn, Ni, Pb, and Zn, F equals 1.000 to 9.398, in the sites except Zn in Site 1. The results revealed the soil samples were slightly contaminated with these heavy metals and soil in these areas might not be good for farming. Keywords: hazard index, hazard quotient, health risk, heavy metals, workshop. You can read the article on journalwest.com.